When it comes to proof, there's two types. One where you have to write your own notation, and another one where they give it to you and you've got to do some bullshit with it. This is that second type. And actually, although it's not easy, you can definitely do some shit with it without really knowing what the fuck they're asking for. So prove that this is a multiple of A. Now, for those of you who are well versed in proof, we know that to prove something is a multiple of 8, we know the answer is going to look like 8 bracket something. Because to be a multiple of 8, it has to be have been multiplied by 8. So what we can do here instinctively, we should just multiply out these brackets. When you see a bracket squared, I want you to straight away write that shit, 2n plus 3 times 2n plus 3. And it's going to be the same with this one as well, minus 2n minus 3 times 2n minus 3. Now, I don't want you fucking looking at me like, oh yeah, just 2n squared and or 4n squared and the fucking 3 squared is 9. You're going to make a mistake. When you see a bracket squared, write it out next to itself. Just fucking do it. So we got 2n times 2n is 4n squared. 2n times 3 is 6n. That is another 6n. That times that is 9. Now, this is where you pricks are going to make a mistake. Minus bracket. Because remember, we're minusing the whole sum. So put the whole thing in a bracket, then we'll deal with it afterwards. 2n times 2n is going to be 4n squared. And now I'm going to skip a step here because I'm a fucking genius. That's going to give us minus 12n and then plus 9 because the two negatives. Times together to make a positive. Now here's the fucking thing. These two combine together to make 12n. So we'll just write it like that. 4n squared minus 4n squared. They cancel out. 12n minus minus 12n means plus positive. We don't really need to write plus, but I'm just emphasizing it there. It's positive 24n and 9 minus 9. Remember, when there's a minus in front of a bracket, it changes the sign on everything in there. So it's 9 minus 9, which just fucking cancels out as well. So we're left with 24n. And just to round it off, what we like to do is factorize 8 out of it. So it becomes 8 brackets 3n. Therefore, proving that no matter what n is, it's always going to be times by 8 and therefore always going to be a multiple of 8.